see us? Y'all saw that Forbes list 2 years in a row, nigga, don't play. And we still doing it harder than most of you motherfuckers out there, y'all know it. I'm about to show you right here. Check it out. I've been repping heavy to all you tardy cats. While you getting over with your pissing 40 raps. When smoking hella enough to bring Bob Marley back. I still kill him all, but I gotta shake him like, what a party, yeah. Let up your dresses, confess it, tech is impressive. His message effort stretches from Zacatecas through Texas. I'm excessive with blesses when I press it, messes make messes. That's where the sex is at breakfast. Yes, the blessed is Hugh Hefish. I run the foes without counterflows. Time for the nine because I'm the chosen. Never gotta be foolish to get the dough. Like a lot of you acting up on TV to get a hoe. You don't wanna have to fight on my card. I got that type of chopping that should be barred. I'm gonna shoot beyond the stars who try and disregard. My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard. Moan stricken. Yeah, they think I'm crazy when they ask me how I rap so quick, I say poon licking. Don't play my shit, you'll have everyone in the room bitching. Doom dipping, you got rubbish, and now my tune's kicking. Folks go, 7 years a hoe. Knocking them down with me, 99 beers to go. Chugging around 50, mixed the lewd and cheers to slow. Motherfuckers who never loved us simply cause they fear the flow. Spit lyrics to get vicious, rippers to get the pit. This and get whipped. Hit this trick with this pistol grip. Bitch, this is the fifth. If suspicious, his is stiff in the bitch. Sniffing this weight. What was I saying? My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard. Just wear your coat if you enter the rain. $2 haters, yeah, I'ma be your vendor for change. Sender of pain to your lady, I'ma lender the thing. And she gon' take it from me and the newest member of Strange.
Kings get assassinated, castles all crumble. Forever lives the legend of a poet who is humble. Words to live by, now I die by a strange code. About to kill this verse, they call me Merce. If you ain't know, I don't rap fast. I'ma lead that up to Tekken them. Zest Burns, Chris Ritz, Wreck, and the rest of them. Zero estrogen, my heart it only pumps lava. DNA is black mamba with a little chupacabra. I'm a monster, I'm a problem, I'm a motherfucking beast. I'm a red-nosed pit off the motherfucking leash. I'm a living fucking legend, man. The rest of y'all just walking dead. Pharaoh with an arrow, call me Daryl, taking off
my shit is hard. Constipated. They wonder why it's so killer, cause a monster made it. My shit is hard. I'm the greatest. Look around, that's why everybody's congregated. My shit is hard.
It's getting to the point where I don't even want to work with rappers no more, man. All these years trying to get them all to see. Now I just wanna do what I've been doing, just make music for my technicians to bang. You know what I'm sizzling? Bang, 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 for Strange. Bang, bang, we're gonna bang for Strange.
And what is up, everybody? Can I give you a tater tot for my tater thoughts? This is Tater Thoughts with your host, me. I love tater tots. Or, as most of you already know me by, Michael. How's everybody doing? It's been a long fucking time since I've podcasted, got my voice out there. And I get a text in the middle of it. I've just been super fucking... It's been a while since I've podcasted. Just to let everybody know that maybe thought this was going to be a music episode, judging by the music at the beginning, that is not the case. It's going to be me blabbering. So if you want to turn off now, go right ahead. But if not, well, you can listen to, my journey the last few months. Let me look something up right now. I've not put out a podcast since July 25th, and it's almost September 25th. Hey, that segues nicely. Next Friday is my birthday. this fucking tater, this fucking potato product that you are hearing from right now, it's going to be 26 years fucking old. I can't believe it. Like, this, it was only like maybe a week ago that I realized, I'm like, oh shit, September. Oh shit, my birthday is this month. Just, older I get, obviously, the less that you care, or the less of a celebration it is compared to when you're a child. Or you just celebrate in a different type of way. Me, I'm celebrating by working. And I probably won't do a podcast. I thought about that, but no. I'll be working on my birthday. Which is alright with me. I'm making money still, so. And it's not like I really wouldn't go anywhere. Thought about going to Vegas, but it's a lot of fucking money that I don't have right now. Recently I moved, as some of you may know, and if you're just listening to the first time, I move around a lot. So you'll be hearing this podcast now, and in a year from now, 6 months from now, I could be somewhere else. Fuck, next week I could be back in Portland. I never really know. But for as of right now, I'm in the Northern California area, not right outside of Sacramento, about an hour and a half west of Sacramento, east, excuse me, west would be San Francisco area, east towards Reno. Doing a job up here, which the project is supposed to take about a year till completion, 9 months to a year for completion, and then they're supposed to be starting another job up in the same area, which would be nice because my family lives up here. That's actually, I'm going to be 26 years old and I still live with my parents. But by that time I will be, well, not by that time, but right after that, I will be soon getting my own place, which will be definitely 100% nice. I'm not a big fan of living with people. I've learned that over the years. It doesn't matter if it's my best friend or somebody I don't get along with. It just is something that I don't deal well with. It is nice to always have somebody around, but, well, not always somebody around, but if you need somebody to talk to, there's always somebody right there. But just living with roommates and everything, it's just more of a hassle now, and especially since I've lived with, ever since I graduated high school, I've always had roommates, except for once when I lived in Phoenix for 6 months, and I fucking loved it, because I didn't have to worry about anybody. I guess it's more because I'm kind of a sloppy person. I mean, I clean up well, and I can, well, not as in, well, that, yeah, that too. I dress nicely sometimes. But more often than not during the week, I'm so tired when I get home from work, I just fucking throw shit around. And, but, you know, usually I try to contain that to my room. I try to keep everything else clean, but it's when, I guess the biggest thing is not having to do other people's dishes. Don't you guys fucking agree with that? Who likes doing dishes? Fucking real. Like, even if there's a dishwasher, like, and it was on Adam Carolla's podcast, it was a few weeks back, and he was talking about how he's, even if he has a dishwasher, he will not put his plate, he won't put them in the dishwasher. He goes, I'm already there with the sponge and soap, I'm already running it under, there's already water running, I'm running it under hot water, why not just clean it and put it in the rack, and put it, you know, on the dry rack? It's one less step, and I completely agree, but I still don't like doing dishes. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. And boom, I'm back. How'd you guys like that little sound effect? It was like I wasn't even gone, except for that little bumper there, I guess you could call it. Anyway, what the fuck was that? Oh, I was talking about not liking to do dishes. That seems really fucking interesting. I'm glad that you guys... if you stopped listening, I wouldn't blame you. I was talking about cleaning dishes. How much fun. But anyway, so yeah, I'm here in California. Get my own place soon. Met a cool couple cool friends, which I actually, you know, went out and did something, which for me, it doesn't happen all that often. Pretty laid back, shy person, which is kind of funny because I'm sitting here doing a podcast that anybody can listen to. I plan on, when I do get a place here, it's not just going to be for the time being of the job. I think I'm actually just going to get my own place and stay here. I really do like it here. It is, it's fucking hot right now, and it's way too hot. It's the only thing, it's like the only thing I don't like about it is the heat is excessive. And when you work outside a lot, that, when you're working 40 hours a week with, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and complain. I have a fucking fantastic, good paying job, but I'm going to complain. No, I mean, anybody would complain about working in that heat. It's sometimes it's unbearable, but, I've definitely learned I need to drink a lot of water. Apple juice is actually something. I got dehydrated when I was working in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's like the first day we showed up, we didn't really do anything during the day, but I was still out into the sun. I'm sure I was dehydrated even before that. Just couldn't really tell yet. And we're moving into our apartment a couple miles down from the job and moving all our shit in. And I can definitely tell I'm getting lightheaded. My ears are... just feel super fucking plugged. Just things didn't feel right. I was just like, holy shit, like, I don't feel good. And I remember just chugging bottles of water, just chugging. And by that time, it was obviously too late. I ended up waking up at like 3 or 4 in the morning and getting sick. I guess I'll spare you the word vomit. Or puke. No, that's exactly what I did. I vomited. And I went back, took a drink of water. As soon as the water must have touched my stomach, it came, you know, I just was running back and forth. And the thing that sucked is that my boss, he had to, fly home. He had to fly back and finish another job. So I was to finish one small thing there. And it was going to take about, it should have taken only about 2-3 days, but since I got sick, it took the whole fucking week. Because we had to bring in, I don't know if any of you, I'm sure some of you have heard of Labor Ready, or even worked with people with, like, at Labor Ready. They come to wherever you work, or have worked at Labor Ready. But they sent out one guy. Who was originally supposed to just be me and him. It was a two-man project. It wasn't going to be hard. The trench was already dug for us. All we had to do was lay the pipe, get it inspected, and cover it up. That's maybe a 1-2-day job. And unfortunately, I could not work, obviously, because I was dehydrated. I was throwing up everything. I could not keep anything down. Water, juice, Powerade, whatever, like I couldn't keep anything down. And so I had to call my dad because I was getting really sick, and I was like, all right, I need to go over to urgent care. And for the urgent care, is for those of you that don't know, urgent care is basically just a doctor you can walk into, and they, you know, it's fairly inexpensive. And some of them are even open 24 hours a day. It's a pretty cool thing that I don't think... I'm not sure how many people actually know about urgent care. But it's great for if you don't have health insurance or you know, just need to go somewhere really quick. You don't need to go to your doctor, whatever. And so I told my dad about it. He said, okay, you know, I understand, whatever. Or my boss. My dad is my boss. I'm sure I've said that before. And, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm kind of high, guys. So storytelling is not my forte as it seems. So there might be a little bit of dead air here for a second. I'm trying to fill it in as best I can. Let me try to recollect my thoughts, get a thing of water, and I'll be back. And again, I'm back. How'd you guys like that one? Sorry if touching the microphone. If you guys heard that. So, all right, well, now that you're kind of caught up. Oh, yeah, well, so, yeah, I'm finishing. I'm two classes away from completing my electrical schooling. And then I'll be able to take the state test here in California and become a what is called a journeyman electrician, which basically means I can work by myself. I can run jobs. I can have apprentices or trainees, which is what I am. I can train them on the job, make more money. And obviously a lot more responsibility as well. And it'll definitely be nice to have that under my belt, because that is a career for life. And it will allow me to pursue other things in my life as well. So, yeah, I've been just trying to get myself mentally prepared and ready for that. So, that's a lot of reasons and moving. And then like the main reasons I have not been podcasting is moving. And then actually having to travel back and forth to Portland. Laziness. Nothing to really cover on that. Just pure laziness. And I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to talk, because I like doing these solo ones, because I always know if I do a solo one, it's always going to get put up. And that's nothing against anybody that's ever been on. Again, it goes back to that lazy thing. Editing, especially if you have a bad connection with a person and it really happens throughout the podcast, I don't really like to put those out. I want a good, clean sounding one. If it cuts out a couple times, there's nothing wrong with that. But having to go back and splice everything together, I'd just rather put it into a free flowing thing like this, where I can throw in those, you know, if I need to take a break, I can easily just, you know, turn off the recording, go do something. It's not like I'm just keeping the recording going so you guys are listening to silence, which that would be pretty fucking funny. I wish I would have thought of that off when I wasn't recording. I could just easily go back and delete that, but again, it goes back to the editing thing. It's, nope, I'd rather just do it, put it up. That's about it. And while we're on the topic of podcasts, being it as you're listening to a podcast, for any of you, and this is a check to see who's really listening out there. If you have Twitter and you follow me, and if you don't, you can always follow me at I Love Tater Tots. That's I Love, spelt correctly, and then TATOR Tots. There you go. But let me know what some of your favorite podcasts are. I've been looking for a few new podcasts, like a few I've kind of stopped listening to, and find myself sometimes struggling to find other podcasts to listen to. If you're going to tell me things like Duncan Trussell and Joe Rogan or any of the bigger names, don't worry about it. I got it. But so like some of my favorites, like the Opie and Anthony, I don't know if anybody I'm sure a lot of you have heard of the whole Anthony Cumia thing and probably know who Opie and Anthony are, but I like listening to their weekly podcast that they put out, which is either a best of, like a best of, or one of the guests they had on during the week. See, we got the Rain Man podcast from my homie Let's Go 5. I really do enjoy that podcast. I'm glad he started doing his own podcast. Actually seeing him do these shorter ones or whatever, it kind of made me, it's just like, oh shit, you know, maybe I should just start doing that again. Not that I really do enjoy and I do love doing Music Libs, but there's only so much music, and I guess I could do shorter episodes, but then I feel like I'm cheating you. I don't want to just give you like 3 or 4 songs. I want to give you a good amount of songs. That way I think it reaches out to a few more people, because some people might like one song more than another. And the next person, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying. The Smokin' Jays podcast. Those two are fucking hilarious. Enjoyed doing their podcast. They were a lot of fun. Watch out for that brain guy, though. He's fucking weird, man. One of my favorite... I listen to a lot of sports shows, and then, of course, Adam Carolla. But if you guys are Adam Carolla fans and didn't know this, there is Classic Love Line out there. Or if you're a fan of Dr. Drew, there's old Love Lines out there. It's Classic Love Line. A guy that Adam calls, well, is known as Superfan Giovanni. He finds all this audio from the old Love Lines, and he'll put it out. It's funny to listen to those two back in the day, because if you listen to it now, they have changed in ways, but how they still interact with each other is, it's still the same. Dr. Drew, if nobody has heard or doesn't listen to the Adam and Dr. Drew show, or never listened to Loveline or whatever, but Dr. Drew has this thing where he hits the mic like almost every fucking show. And Adam calls him out on it every single time. And it's the same thing to this day. And if you listen to Adam Carolla, you know that's one of his pet peeves. Or one of his things, I guess, is that you're going around the same fucking circle over and over and over again. But anyway, well, I thought I was going to have a little bit more to say. I really did. But then I realized, oh, I know what I was going to talk about. Going back to music. This week, I went to the Monster Aftershock 2014 in Sacramento. And really, I don't mind rock. I'll listen to it. It's not something I'd turn on the radio, but it's something that I enjoy. It's not something that it's not something I'll seek out. Let's put it that way. But it's not something I hate. Classic rock, I love. Don't get me wrong there. But today, rock, it's hit and miss. But I saw... Well, I was most excited to see Tech N9ne, which was dope that he came. And they lined up. I mean, that it was packed. It was packed at his stage. And there was a rock band playing, like, right next door. Or right next, like, to a stage, like, 3 stages over. And, yeah, I think there's definitely more people at the Tech N9ne, which was dope, because I really wanted to see him live at least one time. So that's pretty cool. And then the other person, like the one band there that really stood out to me was Dead Sarah. She fucking rocked it. She absolutely rocked it. She has one of the best rock voices I've heard come along in a long time, and I think she, I mean, again, I'm not in the rock loop, so I'm sure if you guys know rock, and you may disagree with me, but I thought she fucking tore it up. The funniest part was I saw Limp Bizkit, and I thought to myself, this must be the coolest that Limp Bizkit has felt in fucking years. Like, the place was packed, too. Like, people were going nuts for him. I'll admit I was, too, because I was, I mean, I had a few beers to drink, you know? But, well, I rocked out to Rollin' just because that song takes me back to the, and this is for the WWE fans or WWF fans that listen, Undertaker's fucking entrance music for a while. So, no, it was a great time. It was fucking hot. There was a lot of bands there. Those were just, you know, seeing Tech N9ne, I didn't really want, most of the time I didn't know who I was listening to. Yeah. Anyway, I think that's gonna wrap it up. But if you guys have never been to a music festival, you gotta go. It's a blast. It really is. They're definitely worth going to. I still, before I die, or get too old, I want to go to a Rock the Bells hip hop festival, which would have a lot of the artists that you've heard on my Music Lives podcast. And on that note, I'm out of here. Thank you guys for listening. I hope this wasn't too disappointing of a comeback episode. If you got any questions for me about, like, that I could answer on the podcast, you can just DM me. If I don't follow you, you know, shoot me a tweet. I'll follow, and we can DM if you had any questions. All right, well, thank you all for listening. Adios, muchachas.
Now if I give him my all, could this be mine? Or should I find another road to take? Now if I give him my all, could this be mine? So it'll never ever go away.
I know you wanted me to be there. Working hard, sweating, I never said it to be fair. My life is all go, sacrifice everything I know in order for these dreams here to grow. Waking up every single day and do it for us. Nobody can understand the things that we lust. Keep it on going like the world gon' combust. And we need to give it up to receive a bit of plus.
Us versus them. Never halfway, I give 100%. Spent hella years grinding forever, got some get back. Until I booked my first show for like 6 racks. Yeah, I thought I was ballin'. Ratchets on my dick and the labels was callin'.
Right.
Waiting and debating, why the fuck is you stallin'? You really wanna get it, then you gotta go all in.
Nothing's ever really what it is. And the older I get, the less it makes sense. And I went from the Roach Motel, 2 doors from hell, to a lemonade stand in a van shell. Due north, I never lost course on eight new floors together on tour. Sometimes it all seems for naught until I see another lyric branded on the top. We can't stop.
Now if I give it my all, could this be mine? Or should I find another road to take? Now if I give it my all, could this be mine? So it'll never ever go away.
I know you wanted me to be there. Life never stops, yeah, I know it don't seem fair. Studio, leave show, and make it back home just to see you care. Making the moves I'm making for us, breaking every bone in my body to make it blush.
You feel me?
I'll be your Frank Underwood if you promise that you'll be my Claire.
Life ain't fair in this house of cards. It's like a civil war in this house of ours. It's like blood, cuz, gang banging. Work my fingers to the bone, but we just maintain it. Could this be mine? I need some peace of mind. We need to redesign before I leave and I resign. Hit you with the peace sign.
Yeah. Put it in movement, too long in the cup, blending in with the students. Coming looser, dreaming with giants. When it's on a tombstone, you just can't deny it. Life is a pack of hungry lions on a dark road, no road signs. So I keep my fam close and my dreams even closer. Never know when it's your time, I'll keep an open mind.
Now if I give it my all, could this be mine? Or should I find another road to take? Now if I give it my all,